The story of Jacob de Chaise vividly illustrates the truth of irresistible grace as well as the power in a Christian mother's prayers. Now, to tell you about it, I must take you back to 1942 when the Americans, who were angered by Japan's unprovoked attack on their fleet at Pearl Harbor, mounted a revenge raid. In military history, it's called the Doolittle Raid, after the man who commanded it. The idea was to put 16 bombers on an aircraft carrier, sail as close to Japan as possible, and then launch them with the aim of bombing Japan. The snag was that the B-25 bombers couldn't land back on the carrier, so they had to overfly Japan and go to China. 29-year-old Jacob de Chaise was the bomb aimer in the 16th and the last B-25. He was born in 1912 in Salem, Oregon, into a Christian farming family. He went to the Free Methodist Church, and he knew the gospel without knowing Christ. In fact, he was the typical teenage rebel against God. He left home and he drifted into a dead-end job in sheep herding for a couple of years. And then to get a trade and better pay, he enlisted in the US Air Force. That was 2 years before Pearl Harbor. Britain may have been fighting for its life between 1939 and 41, but the American Air Force was at peace and gave de Chaise quite a lot of free time, which he spent hanging around in bars and living a life of which he later became ashamed. Pearl Harbor then plunged America into the Second World War. De Chaise volunteered for a secret mission which would end him up as one of the 80 flyers of the Doolittle Raid. Now, having dropped his bombs on Japan, the plane headed for a fog-bound Chinese mainland. When the fuel was used up, they bailed out. And de Chaise had the misfortune to be one of the 8 Americans who ended up as prisoners of the infuriated Japanese who proceeded to torture them. His hatred of the Japanese knew no limits, particularly when they shot 3 of his comrades and then allowed a 4th to die of slow starvation. He himself was destined to spend 3 years and 4 months in captivity, almost all of it in solitary confinement. His condition was wretched. He had fever and dysentery. He was beaten regularly, and one day he counted 75 boils on his emaciated body. But his spiritual condition was getting better. Remember, he had a praying mother. A strange thing happened. A guard produced a Bible in English. Probably it had been pillaged from a missionary's empty house. De Chaise was told he could keep it for 3 weeks. Now, what happened next comes best in his own words. "Often during the boredom of solitary confinement, I found myself wondering whether the Bible was true or a myth, whether there was life after death, whether people are able to make contact with God, and whether what I'd been taught as a boy was really true. The pages of the Bible became precious. I read about Christ's birth, Christ's claims, his rejection, and the final proof to me was that God raised Jesus from the dead. Now, it's hard not to hate when you're being starved and beaten. But now in my cell, I turn from hatred to faith. I began to repent and pray. I still didn't know whether God heard me or even cared about me. But then on June the 8th, 1944, my eyes fell on Romans chapter 10, verse 9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The miracle of God's grace operated in such a way that all alone in a military prison cell, faith came. Love filled my heart. I was born again. God forgave me, and now I felt forgiveness in my heart for the Japanese. Short time later, he was going into the cell to clean out the toilet when the guard said, "Hayaku, Hayaku, hurry up, hurry up." And then he slammed the door, trapping DeShazer's bare foot in the door. He then stamped on the bare foot with his hobnailed boot, and the foot was smashed to pulp. DeShazer managed to push the door a bit and to release his foot. His hatred for this twisted Japanese guard swelled up inside him, but he'd been memorizing parts of the Bible. And one verse, he remembered, said, "Love your enemies." It was hard, but Christ gave him power. And he remembered how Christ had said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." The next day he limped to the door, smiled, and said, "Good morning," to this guard. And after several days they talked, and the guard slipped him a boiled potato. True riches to somebody in DeShazer's position. Well, he was to be another long year in prison. He became delirious with multiple diseases and starvation. Death really was not far away. Yet he survived until the atomic bombs put an end to the war. The US Secret Service had found out exactly where the remaining Doolittle raiders were being held, and they deliberately dropped parachute soldiers to save them. So it was that in August 1945, aged 32, Jacob DeShazer was released. His phone call to his mother told her that exactly what she had prayed for had come to pass. Not only was he alive, but he had come to faith. And to cap it all, he added it was his intention to return to Japan as a missionary. He went to college for 3 years to train as a Free Methodist missionary. He got married, and 6 years and 8 months after the Doolittle raid, he set out again for Japan, but this time with a very different purpose. On one occasion, he spoke by arrangement to the guards who had known him. I have a photograph of him standing by the guard who gave him the Bible. The guard came to Christ. Now, although people were travelling long distances to hear gospel messages from DeShazer, he was always longing for more of the Lord's power and blessing. So in the spring of 1950, he fasted for 40 days and nights. And almost immediately after the fast, he experienced more positive answers to his prayers. And in one of them, there was the amazing conversion of Mitsuo Fuchida, the Japanese who had led the raid on Pearl Harbor. Fuchida had read a tract in which DeShazer wrote about, "I was a prisoner of Japan." Well, these days World War II may seem like a bad dream that never really happened, but in the annals of Christ's triumphs, the photograph of DeShazer and Fuchida standing side by side, ministering the saving gospel, is an undeniable testimony of how men who once were bitter enemies can be united by Christ. DeShazer was to spend the remainder of his working life as a missionary in Japan. He's now aged 86, and he lives in retirement in Salem, Oregon. I'm going to end with his own words. "If prison is what it took to make me realize my need for the gospel of Jesus Christ, I'm glad I was there." Well, our hearts must be hard if they're not touched by that story.